Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. Well, today's a Friday, so it must mean we've got a short episode, and indeed we have. We've got two authors with five questions in 5 minutes. And on the episode today, we have Alice Feeney to talk to us about Good Bad Girl, and we have Vaseem Khan to talk to us about Death of a Lesser God. So let's get straight into it with Alice Feeney to answer five questions about Good Bad Girl. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Alice Feeney to talk to us about her latest book, Good Bad Girl, and to answer five questions in 5 minutes. No pressure, Alice. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Excellent. Your first question. Can you summarise this book for us in less than a minute?
Yes, I can. This is a story about four women, three suspects, two murders, and one victim. It takes place on Mother's Day, but I wrote it for daughters.
Oh my goodness, that's a great summary. My summary would be just read it, just get this book and read it and devour it. But anyway, that your summary was far better than mine. Your second question, who needs to read this book? Who would it appeal to?
I hope that this book will appeal to all of my readers who might have enjoyed my previous books. But also, this is a book written about four women, four women. I think it's a story about mothers and daughters, which will resonate hopefully with all readers, but particularly with anyone who's ever had a mother or has ever been a daughter, which is quite a lot of my readers, I hope. And I hope they might take from it that they're not alone and that all of the emotions that we experience in those complicated mother-daughter relationships are perfectly normal, and we can choose not to let history repeat itself if we decide to.
Very good. Excellent. Your third question. What do you want us to feel as we're reading Good Bad Girl?
I want readers to feel as though the journey they are on is very similar to everyone else's. The feelings they have that they might feel guilty about. There's a lot of guilt involved in being a woman, whether it's to do with being a mother, whether it's to do with being a daughter, whether it's to do with feeling as though you're not doing your work as well as you could be doing, or you're simply not able to juggle all the things that life expects you to juggle. I really want readers to understand that how they feel it is okay, and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that there are other people out there who are feeling exactly the same way as they are, and there's always hope.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, your fourth question. Can you tell us your favourite major character, but also a favourite minor character from the book?
My favourite major character would have to be Edith. So Edith is living in a care home and she really wishes that she wasn't. She's not happy to be there at all and she wants everyone to know about that. And my favourite minor character would have to be her dog, who is called Dickens. I adore Dickens. Dickens has so many thoughts of his own. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to say them out loud, but I think he's a really fun character in the book too.
Dickens is a very well-behaved dog as well. I don't know if your dog was an inspiration for it, but my dog certainly wouldn't have behaved as well as Dickens.
Dickens is just a bit old and a bit wise, and he's seen it all before, and he knows what's what. And if he could explain to the humans how they could live their lives better, he would, and they should all listen.
Well, your final question is about what drink was powering the writing of Good Bad Girl. When I talked to you last time, we were talking about biscuits, and your biscuit of choice was a Kit Kat, which is fabulous. So what drink was powering the writing?
gosh, so many drinks powered the writing of this book. Not tea, because I don't drink tea and I don't drink coffee. I don't drink hot drinks. I'm very peculiar like that.
Oh.
I do quite like fizzy water, which isn't a very exciting answer, but it is the truth. Fizzy water. I'm quite fond of, yeah, a bit of fizz with my Kit Kat. Always goes down well.
To zoop it up sometimes, do you add a slice of lime or lemon, or is that just complicated?
I actually do. I actually squeeze a bit of lemon in first, and then I have ice, and then I have my fizzy water, and then I sometimes put a straw in there when I'm feeling a little bit wild. Go crazy at my writing desk, my fizzy water and my Kit Kats, and it powers me on through.
So if we see you at the supermarket and you're buying bulk loads of Kit Kats, lemons,
oh,
and
yeah,
straws.
Trolley loads of it. Yeah, nothing else. That's all I can see.
The writing is happening. Oh, it's just wonderful to talk to you and to hear more about Good Bad Girl. Alice Feeney, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pure joy. Thank you.
Splendid. And now let's go to Vaseem Khan about his latest book, Death of a Lesser God. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Vaseem Khan to talk to us about the brilliant book, Death of a Lesser God. Vaseem, you have 5 questions in 5 minutes. Are you ready?
In the words of Tom Cruise in Top Gun, I was born ready.
That's very good. Okay, well, let's see. Question number one. Can you summarise your book for us in less than a minute?
The Death of a Lesser God is set in 1950s India. James Whitby, an Englishman born and raised in India, has been convicted of murdering an Indian lawyer. He claims he's innocent, that he's been blamed for the ills of the Raj. And my protagonists, Persis, India's first female police detective, and Archie Blackfinch, an English forensic scientist working in India, have 11 days to figure out whether he's guilty or innocent before he's hanged.
Perfect. Super answer. Your second question, who needs to read this book? Who would it appeal to?
Well, this book, I think, appeals to anyone who likes an intellectual murder mystery, anyone who likes to be taken out of their environment and put into a different setting and a different period, evoked, I hope, with great sensibility and lots of research. Many people from around the world write to me and say that this is the closest they've ever come to travelling to India. And I hope that that is something that appeals to people who like really good, well-written murder mysteries.
And a book is a lot cheaper than a plane ticket.
Well, it depends if you're buying the hardback or not.
No, still cheaper, I'm sure. Well, you come to your third question. What do you want us to feel as we're reading Death of a Lesser God?
Well, I was born and grew up in the UK, but I lived in India for a decade. And, you know, I was astonished by this amazing, incredible country and the transformation it's undergone. And that led me to write my first series, set in modern India, Baby Ganesh novels. This series is set in historical India in the 1950s, just after Indian independence. And what I would like people to feel is that they're being given access to incredible history, the 300 years of a relationship between Britain and India. Not always good for India, we know that, but also what happened next after India became independent. And I put in lots and lots of nuggets of historical research to try and illuminate these novels as we work through the murder mysteries.
Fantastic. Your fourth question, can you give us your favourite major and your favourite minor character in this particular book?
So my favourite major character is James Whitby himself, because he's an Englishman that we don't encounter often, someone who was born and raised in India, who believes himself to a certain extent to be Indian, but who feels that he is being treated unjustly by Indians now in this post-colonial environment. So I basically turned the narrative on its head that was prevalent during the Raj, where it was the Indians who were being badly treated by their British overseers. And my favourite minor character is his lawyer, Aurora, who, as I describe him, is a force of nature. And Aurora has basically tried his best to get Whitby off, but so far to no avail.
Fantastic. Thank you. Your final question. Well, in the first interview we did some weeks ago, it was revealed that your biscuit of choice was a hobnob. So the question today is, what is your drink of choice? What drink powered the writing of Death of a Lesser God?
Well, there were times when I probably wished that I drank a lot more whiskey, to be honest with you. You know, a book like this, it's a challenge because, you know, I try and write in a golden age style. I try and put in a lot of cryptic clues. And that means a lot of plotting and working things out, because I really want it to be an experience for readers an enjoyable experience when they go through this on multiple levels, not just the murder mystery, but the quality of the prose and the historical research. But I think for the most part, because I recently had a kidney stone, I'm currently having to drink about 82 litres of water every day, which does mean rather more trips to the facilities than I had anticipated during the final edits to this book.
Poor you. I believe it was a natural passing rather than a medical one in the end, just with seconds to go.
Yes, I like the way you phrase that, a natural passing. I shall use that in future.
Oh, well, you survived it and we're very glad you did. It's just great to talk to you again about Death of a Lesser God. Vaseem Khan, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Philip.
And there we go. Those are your two interviews for today. And let's just have a quick recap. We had Alice Feeney talking about Good Bad Girl and Vaseem Khan talking about Death of a Lesser God. I will speak to you again on Monday, where I'll be back with much longer chat, more faffing from me, some great author interviews, some super book reviews. And I just can't wait to talk to you then. Just look after yourselves and I'll talk to you very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Quick Book Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.